that sound?
The stretch.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, no, how dare you stretch in my studio? You stretch before you get in here, and now what do you think? I'm some sort of dictator with my show? Hello, everybody. Welcome. It's the Krigler Show. It's Adam Krigler, the host of the Krigler Show, featuring today, and more often than not now, Andreas.
I feel so co-hostable.
Exertus. Ooh, you know what? Let me make sure. Yeah, you're still the Frank. Hold on. Let me just...
Well, Josh Frank, man. What a good guy.
Oh, I got to just straight up change it to...
Oh, he's doing a little bit
Andreas
of a... I was going to say, though...
Exertus.
When he plays that song, do you not all feel like you're just looped back into... It's like that's a reset in and of itself.
Let me get you centered, too. Look at that. Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, Frank likes to be like, I'm the Frank. He does it so well, too.
Yeah, he does. I mean,
you met him, right?
Oh my gosh!
What do you think?
I think he's charming.
Isn't he great?
Charming gentleman, really.
Shout out to the Ferg. How you doing, Ferg?
I mean,
I miss you when you're gone.
You know how you think some people are just like artificial intelligence, like non-playing characters,
yeah,
just walking
NPCs.
Around like zombies. I don't feel that way about Frank one bit.
That dude has a personality.
He has a super strong personality thing.
Yeah.
But I feel like we should travel in time. I think that would be a lot of fun to go back in time to like the 19th century. And
is that where you'd go, the 19th century?
I
want to know if you were to go back in time, where would you go?
Well,
I want to know. And then I got an answer too.
If I was going to retire,
yeah,
I would want to be like super rich in Japan in the 70s. I think that'd be legit. And like an island or something.
So you would go back in time?
Well, no, and again, like I probably wouldn't firstly go back in time.
And you said the 70s, that's 1970?
Yeah, I think 1970 would be good.
Interesting.
Because they had all those video cassette recording machines and like pachinko machines.
Yeah, oh, those are fun.
Yeah, but where would you want to be?
It's the future, man.
Exactly.
I want to go to the future. I want to go explore space and...
I just want to go so far.
We're going to be there eventually.
We should go like 10,000 years in the future. You've seen the 1960s time machine?
Well, that's risky because we might not be here in 10,000
exactly.
years.
Exactly. I think that might be great. There'd be
10,000 years in the future on Earth. Earth might just be gone, obliterated.
No.
Like, who knows? Maybe we move on.
I think what's going to happen...
Maybe. I'm saying it could happen.
My
Are you
impression,
denying my hypothetical situation?
Well, visualize my impression of Earth dealing with humanity. It's like, you know... And then after that...
So Earth has arms. Earth grows arms and smacks humanity off
yeah, basically.
Of itself.
Yeah, like a flea. And then we end up being replaced by a plastic that becomes alive. And it'll
okay.
be great.
Well, we're mushrooms.
Yeah, so...
That eat all the plastic because those exist.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, today we're... Welcome.
Hi.
today, after that little fun little ditty, today we're going to be talking about the origins... of the virus. Now, I say origins of the virus. You know exactly which one I'm talking about. I can't put it in the title of my show without being a freaking disclaimer down below. Is there a disclaimer down below? I'm just curious. I'm going to be paying attention to chat. Just curious if there is already something down below. Like
you should call it something else.
The true origins. Misinformation.
What? The neo-consumption.
The
you know?
Neo-consumption.
Or some other weird, you know, like some other term.
Yeah, maybe we should do that.
The greater consumption.
The neo-consumption. Well, yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter because it turns out that some people may have been right all along as far as the origins go. Now, the reason I'm going to be talking about this is because everyone is aflame on the internet right now because of a Wall Street Journal post talking about it, how they have credible sources and that these credible sources were known to high up officials in government for over a year, which coincides perfectly with Trump when he was president saying, I've seen evidence of origins being from Wuhan. And so we're going to break down a few different things, what's happening. I've got the actual article I'm going to read to you guys. And we're going to talk about cross-reference a couple different things are going on about the origins and why people are freaking out. And it's pretty interesting. And then we're going to talk about the plague.
Yeah.
I you are probably awash filled with plague knowledge, don't you?
I do love plagues. I mean, that sounds weird, but...
Who says that?
Historians.
You do.
That's basically it.
Historians, that's true. But you were telling... When did that thing happen in Madagascar? Don't tell me about it.
Yeah.
Because we're talking about it later.
I mean, like, so...
But when...
2016, I think.
Oh, recent.
Yeah.
Four years ago.
Yeah, and there's always something.
Okay, so he's got a few... I'm sure you have a couple more stories up your sleeve. He's
going to
bust out some of his exertus knowledge. You know he's full of that kind of stuff.
Exert some of that.
You're going to exert it. Yeah, nice. okay, and then we're going to talk about, you know, this was kind of last minute, but I found this article. people are wearing necklaces that say vaccinated.
Hot.
Because they don't want to be they don't want to be confused, and I quote, with an a-hole.
Oh yeah.
They're like, no, I'm wearing my mask, or I'm not wearing my mask because I'm, see, bling bling, vaccinated.
Oh, it doesn't go on the shoulder. Got it.
Like a star or something.
I thought that's
some sort of like star or something.
I must have misunderstood the
whole
point.
Well, some people are getting tattoos. Well, anyway, we're gonna talk about it. We're gonna make fun of it.
It's happening.
And that'll be that. And then we're gonna talk about Operation Carolina Homecoming.
Whoa.
Now I don't know if you know about this, but I'm constantly seeing stories like this. 150 kids have been rescued, saved from human trafficking, just prostitution, like all sorts of terrible stuff that happens to our kids. Every time it happens, the U.S. Marshals, man, we'll always talk about the U.S. Marshals that are out there doing some amazing work. And I'm going to shine some light on this operation, which I'm assuming no one's heard about because people don't talk about this. This isn't what's on the news.
Yeah, why is that? I wonder.
I wonder. Yeah, well, every time I see it, I'm like, yep, real life heroes. I got to give them a shout out because they're really incredible.
Absolutely.
And one of the doctors that was on the scene says something really interesting about mental health, and I really want to give her a shout out as well. So we'll be doing that later on. But first, let's get to the subject at hand, the coronavirus 19. I say 19 because obviously there's many coronaviruses.
Yeah.
And the one that the controversy is, where is it from? Where is it from? Okay, first we have this article. It's from the Wall Street Journal. Intelligence on sick staff at Wuhan lab fuels debate on COVID-19 origin. Okay. Now, this is the article that everyone's freaking out about. Three researchers from China's Wuhan Institute of Virology became sick enough in November 2019 that they sought hospital care. According to a previously undisclosed U.S. intelligence report that could add weight to growing calls for a fuller probe of whether the COVID-19 virus may have escaped from the laboratory. The details of the reporting go beyond a State Department fact sheet issued during the final days of the Trump administration, which said that several researchers at the lab, a center for a study of coronaviruses and other pathogens, became sick in autumn of 2019 with symptoms consistent of both COVID-19 and common seasonal illnesses. The disclosure of the number of researchers, the timing of their illnesses, and their hospital visits come on the eve of a meeting of a World Health Organization's decision-making body, which is expected to discuss the next phase of an investigation into COVID-19 origins. Current and former officials familiar with the intelligence about the lab researchers expressed differing views about the strength of the supporting evidence for the assessment. One person said that it was provided by an international partner and was potentially significant, but still in need of further investigation and additional cooperation. Another person described the intelligence as stronger. The information that we had coming from the various sources was of exquisite quality. It was very precise. What it didn't tell you was exactly why they got sick, he said, referring to the researchers. November 19th, 2019 was roughly when many epidemiologists and virologists believe SARS-CoV-2, the virus behind the pandemic, first became circling around the central Chinese city of Wuhan, where Beijing says that the first confirmed case was a man who fell ill on December 8th, 2019. The Wuhan Institute hasn't shared raw data, safety logs, and lab records on its extensive work with coronavirus bats, which many considered the most likely source of the virus. Full stop.
Full stop.
It's been over a year since they've... I mean, all of the eyes are on Wuhan right now. Like, why? Like, prove it.
I wish that all the eyes were on... Like, I mean, kind of, like, we're ignoring a lot of the things going on in Wuhan right now. Like, the parties that are happening, the huge amounts of parties back to work.
There's, like, rumors of, like, tunnels collapsing.
Right.
And stuff. Like, crazy stuff's going on in Wuhan right now. But we could get sidetracked on that. I want to focus on why haven't they shared this data?
Right. Well,
what's stopping them from sharing this raw data? Why wouldn't they want to be like, here's the data. It's not us. Go look elsewhere.
Have you heard? Well, they talked about the anonymous third party involvement, yeah. right? And I think a lot of people point to the idea that Bill Gates was trying to save his marriage from the Epstein thing.
Oh, goodness.
Or Epstein. I don't know if there's a Mandela effect now. But the point is that they tried to change, you know, the world around this virus, or the World Health Forum, and then the 201 party, right, in Connecticut, Party Zero. All of these ideas come back to the Wuhan War Games.
Okay.
Have you heard of that?
No.
What's that? You might want to Google it or something. Wuhan War Games in 2019 was a international military games convention. It happened around the world. It happened in Wuhan.
Okay.
In America, Germany, China, Russia, they all played part. America only brought these really scrawny, nerdy guys. They didn't, and we got like worst. We got like 300 in first place in like the whole thing.
Okay.
But they were always hanging out at that wet fish market where the Wuhan virus was supposed to have emerged.
Okay.
So there's been a lot of talk that it has to do with the Canadian and American military and paramilitary groups that were designing.
So wait, hold on. Are you introducing a completely new idea right now that it was? Because
I thought people had heard of this one.
Okay, no. China did try putting that out there, like it was military intelligence.
Yeah,
but they also tried to slam like that it was Italy.
Right.
I mean,
Club of Rome.
Straight up, like I've got this article here. China accuses Italy of starting COVID pandemic and claims its own study proves it. Yeah. So, well, which is it then? U.S. intelligence or Italy?
I've read that article.
I know what you're talking about. That was debunked. This has been debunked.
The Italian one, are they saying that after Wuhan had a problem that Italy made it worse?
No, the only thing that they're saying here is, well, in Italy, they had a guy who supposedly had something similar to this before our guy in Wuhan had it.
Well,
that's what their statement is here in this.
Yeah, no,
it's a long-winded article. That's what they're saying.
China's ground zero for this. Party Zero is in Connecticut.
Well, what? Even making that bold of a statement is risky right now.
That's so weird.
Because they are banning people. 6 months ago?
Wow.
7 months ago, people were getting booted off the platform for even suggesting, for saying that it was a Chinese variant. The Chinese virus.
I mean,
they're like, that's racist. That's bigot.
Yeah,
and then they're like, South African variant, Indian variant. It's like, okay, so the Chinese variant, is that allowed? Can we say that?
Okay, this is kind of reasonable because, like, at the end of the day, it wasn't China. It's a lab in Wuhan that's been paid for by the American.
Why is the Ebola virus called the Ebola virus?
Well, I mean, it's.
Why? I want an answer, and I know the answer.
It happened in Ebola?
Exactly.
Okay.
So what is that racist? Is that bigoted? No, it's because of the origin. So we should call it the Wuhan virus, then.
But you have to also see it like, you know, China does what they're told. All these factories do what they're told. So
okay,
if somebody made this virus there, like in this one lab, and it's completely isolated from everyone else,
all right.
then nobody knew about it except for like Microsoft's parent companies run by Bill Gates.
Sure.
So they were just following orders. Like
I don't know about this connection with Microsoft, but I don't want to get banned for some stuff I don't know about.
Fair enough.
So I don't know anything about that connection, and I want to stay on the origin.
Okay.
Because all of this, the Wall Street Journal, China is trying to deny it all, okay? But all of this stuff, even the White House is like, well, we're going to need a transparent investigation. When they were ripping people apart over the past year about the origin and that, you know, well, we need a trusted source. That's what Psaki came out and said. I don't remember exactly what it was. Transparent, independent phase two investigation. Calling for access to underlying data and information. It says somewhere here that the White House has committed answers. They didn't have like proper stuff. All right. Well, Ted Cruz came out in April of 2020. He actually just posted this today. A year ago, more than a year ago, he was talking on The Verdict with Ted Cruz. It's a 6 minute long video, but in the video, he basically comes out and says, "I've seen the evidence." Not only have I seen the evidence, I have in writing from the NIH connections that U.S. taxpayer dollars was funding that exact lab. Okay, so we know that connected. He's got he he came out and said it. I've seen it. So they have had credible sources. That's what Trump was referring to.
But that also shows how we're all implicated in this together. Because, like, I mean, at least the
states. No. You just said it wasn't China. It wasn't
China,
the China.
But being
hold on.
Paid
let me finish my statement. You just said the Chinese citizens, well, they didn't know. They weren't clueless. They didn't have anything. But now you flip it and you're like, well, we're all implicated now. Like, I didn't know about this.
I don't mean using your own argument. I mean like the states, the governments around the world that are providing viruses and these pharmaceutical agencies and companies that are not able to do things in the United States. So they get an island somewhere else or they get somewhere in China or they buy and build a company in China that's owned by the American company like or La Roche, you know, like so Swiss companies that own American companies that own Chinese companies that are working in Africa and Vietnam.
Yeah.
Like this
anything to circumvent any sort of regulations, they just go anywhere else because it doesn't matter.
You kind of have
but
to look
at
that
But how dare
system.
You, America, you know, cut back on environmental stuff? It's like, look elsewhere.
We're acting everywhere else, but you have to acknowledge that we're creating, the human race is creating these viruses.
Okay, so you're speaking as a whole in this situation.
Yeah.
But we can't do that when, I mean, it came from... Supposedly, it came from Wuhan, which is what.
But
this
it didn't originally. It was built and then brought to Wuhan, and then they engineered the COVID-19.
It was
strain.
Built where?
Well, their strain, I think COVID-13 or 12, came from Canada, right?
How do you know that?
Because it's
where
on
is
the
that
internet.
Information you come?
Go wiki it, like COVID-19.
Wikipedia.
Yeah, because COVID-19.
Wikipedia is where you got that. All right, I don't trust Wikipedia.
Not straight Wikipedia.
I've seen enough Wikipedia articles to know that they skew it also, and people can edit it.
That's true, but the thing is, the way it works is a coronavirus is just a kind of bacteriophage and a different kind of virus. And
exactly.
Then you have COVID strains, and COVID strains have been documented in labs for generations, like literally thousands of generations.
Right.
So now they've gotten to a point where they sell and they trade them, so there are COVID strains that go to Japan and go to Russia, and then they're working on COVID strains so that they can build antibacterial or antiviral.
Okay, but in that same statement though, we caught a spy,
right?
In 2019,
exactly.
That was bringing samples of SARS-1, the first one, to our universities in vials in their freaking bag.
And that's just one person
from China.
Yeah,
that's the person we caught.
Yeah.
So okay. Oh well, it's from Canada. Well, who's to say where it's originally from?
Exactly.
We don't know.
And it changes all the time.
I'm not gonna do this dance. I know that from what I'm seeing is that this specific pandemic, the variant that's gotten out, that's caused the world to basically completely shift directions for still a year. It hasn't even ended. Came from Wuhan. So it's like, okay, we can agree to that, right?
Totally.
Well, it's interesting because look at this. Anthony Fauci just crushed Donald Trump's theory on the origins of coronavirus. Evidence says coronavirus could not have been artificially or deliberately manipulated in a lab.
What?
And now we've got Fauci saying, well, he's not convinced COVID developed naturally, backs investigation. What is up with this guy?
I know. He's a
what is up with Fauci?
He's a PR spinner. It's so crazy.
He is a PR spinner. This is from May 1st, 2020. Check us out. Trump contradicts the U.S. intel community by claiming he's seen evidence coronavirus originated in the Chinese lab. But we have... This is from May 1st. Okay? So we had Ted Cruz coming out in April of 2020 saying, I've seen evidence. We've got it. It's good quality evidence. We have even more evidence saying that there is the NIH was participating with coronavirus vaccines, like investigations. Like they were doing work openly. They were openly talking about it. And then Trump's like, "Yeah, I've seen information that it's from Wuhan." And they're like, oh, "Holy cow! This guy is such a bigot, such a xenophobe." And it's so ridiculous to the point where. Look at this in India. COVID cases. Have you heard about things in India yet lately?
A little bit, not too much.
No, the news has kind of died down around it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'll tell you why. COVID cases in India drop after government promotes Trump drugs. That's right. Hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin.
Nice.
They're promoting these. And now we're not hearing about the problem in India as much. It's not mainstream news anymore. Why? Because was he correct again? Was he right about the origins of the Wuhan virus? Or, excuse me, the coronavirus? Came from Wuhan, from what I'm seeing. So I mean, I'm kind of want to call it like it is.
That like hydroxychloroquine could have any effect because that's the malaria drug, right? Mm-hmm. So malaria is like a very different kind of disease from the way we've been described.
And it's been prescribed for decades.
Do you know where they get
decades? It's been used.
Do you know where they get the natural bark? It's called Jesuit bark.
No, I don't know it.
Jesuit bark is where they get the hydroxychloroquine that they make in hydroxychloroquine. It's pretty weird.
Hey, neighbor, did you hear that Dr. Fauci is now recommending... Close the door on you. Thank you, Gina. That was hilarious. Man, you can say a lot with memes.
Yeah.
Howdy, neighbor. That's what people were saying. You know what? Let me just keep on with it. Look at this. Trump's baseless wiretap claim. This is March 5th, 2017.
How has he read about so many
Donald
things?
Trump just like flat out lied about Trump Tower wiretapping September 5th, 2017. Exclusive U.S. government wiretapped former Trump campaign chairman September 18th, 2017. This is just nonstop. This is part of the reason that I got red-pilled last year. Because being on the show with Tim, I didn't like being told I was wrong. I was like, I'm going to do some research. I'm going to find out things for myself. And I did. And then I started cross-referencing for myself. Then I wasn't even doing it for the show anymore. I was just doing it for me. I'm like, how deep does this rabbit hole go? How much am I being lied to with the media? Which turns out an awful lot. This is from my Discord, by the way. Shout out to my Discord. Just nonstop. All sorts of great examples. FBI forced to debunk conspiracy theory that Antifa extremists set fires in Oregon. Do you remember the fires being set in Oregon?
Yeah.
People were like, whoa, what is it? No, it's all natural. Well, actually, no. People were being arrested. This is from Andy No. Portland police arrested a man today suspected of starting a brush fire using a Molotov cocktail. I was very heavily into the news at this moment, and I remember all of these. That wasn't the only story to come out. There's video evidence of people walking around with lighters, with burning rags, Molotov cocktails, lighting fires in California, right. In Oregon.
Same, though, also.
It's in California also. Yeah, exactly. Donald Trump is actually a moderate Republican. That's why he's winning. Donald Trump is a fascist.
Man, it's like you're picking flower petals. You know?
It's just insane. Which one is it? What is it?
He's a fascist.
Same exact person. It continues. It's insane. Melody Trump's RNC fashion, a scary statement. She's wearing all white. This was July 19th, 2016, by a Elizabeth Wellington. And look at this, July 28th, just 9 days later, DNC fashion, Hillary Clinton looked presidential in an all-white pantsuit.
It looks like a white flag. I was
same person.
You know?
Like, this media back and forth is so ridiculous. Well, what's this? If you're not already sick and you're not a healthcare worker, you don't need to wear a mask. I'm literally reading the Washington Post right now, YouTube. I'm not saying that. And you certainly don't need to buy every box that your local pharmacy has in stock. And then just moments later, Trump dons mask in public for the first time months after public health experts said everyone should. Fauci came out. You don't need to wear a mask. You can trust me. It's not going to stop it anyway. And then, of course, they were like, we should maybe wear masks forever. Because look, it got rid of the flu. Did you see that when he was like, well, the flu is practically all gone.
I was imagining, what if we lived in a world where instead of masks, we got to wear rubber, like the gloves that Bugs Bunny gets to wear. And like that becomes...
the big, huge bubble gloves?
That would have been a better timeline.
A disinformation campaign falsely suggests that Canadians will be forcibly sent to quarantine sites. It's mandatory now.
Dang.
Two men, both now at home, are amongst the few willing to speak publicly about their mandatory stays at Calgary's isolation hotel.
What?
Okay. Which has been transformed into a federal quarantine facility. Have you heard about this?
It sounds like a gulag.
Yo, Canada's scary, man.
Yeah, it is.
They are setting up ice cream pop-up vaccination centers for kids, convincing them, giving them free ice cream, and get the kicker. You ready for this? Without parental consent.
Oh, yeah.
A kid can walk up and be like, I want an ice cream. They're like, sure, like, get the vaccine.
Wow.
Okay. Get the vaccine, you get an ice cream. How do the vaccination centers know that they've been vaccinated already? Who knows? Maybe they have double vaccine. Is that going to hurt them? Who knows? Just give them free ice cream. We just got Ohio giving $5 million.
Wow.
To five lucky people. $1 million each to five lucky people.
Vax lottery?
A vax lottery.
Whoa.
Vaccinations went up 25% in the state.
Oh, my gosh.
Because people wanted money. They're convincing people to get the vaccination by giving them giving away money. I mean, having
free
a lottery.
Beer. I've seen free beer for vaccination.
Free beer?
Yeah.
In New York was doing that?
This is like...
Have a burger and fries? It's like, what is going on?
But the kids thing is creepy. That's like Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Yo, tell me about it.
Lollipops, free candy for today.
The child snatcher, man.
Yeah.
Yo,
the child snatcher.
Yeah, come, have some free candy.
That's messed up.
I'm also going to... You know, take you.
Let me show you the quarantine zone.
Yo, it gets crazy with these people. Look at this. Vaccinated jewelry is a thing because we want people to know we are not a-holes. I'm pretty sure that directly translates to I'm an a-hole.
Semantics. You can't help it.
Look at this, though. This is a real site. It's from Scary Mommy. All right.
I bet it is.
Last week, it was announced by the CDC and President Biden himself. The supreme leader. That's kind of what it sounded like.
Yep.
Anyway, if you're fully vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask or practice social distance. Of course, there's a lot to unpack here. Like, what if people who aren't vaccinated decide to forego masks? What about kids who may not be vaccinated? What about businesses who still require people to wear masks? I think people are misinterpreting. This is a quote from Anthony Fauci, of course. I think people are misinterpreting, thinking that this is a removal of a mask mandate for everyone. It's not. Hey, message to Dr. Fauci, any sort of a mandate requiring us to do that is wrong. This is my opinion on the matter. I don't know how you feel about mandates from the government.
We can go on a mandate, but Dr. Fauci's not allowed to go bowling with us.
Okay. Fauci says the CDC stated that if you're vaccinated, you can feel safe that you will not get infected either outdoors or indoors. It did not explicitly say that unvaccinated people should abandon their masks. Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me break that down. It said if you're vaccinated, let's just play out a scenario. Let's get to the room shot here.
All right.
Say you're vaccinated.
Walking with you.
Okay. Say I'm not vaccinated. And I walk into the room. What do you have to be afraid of?
Non-vaccination, because it's different.
But you're vaccinated.
Yeah, but I'm afraid of the differences in us.
What's the difference?
You've been through different experiences than me. That's terrifying. Like,
it's that easy to portray.
I'm not going to get sick.
What I'm trying to show here. Why are you afraid? What do you have? You can feel safe? Oh, the government. Fauci has said you can feel safe.
Yeah.
Man, am I going to get in trouble for this episode? Maybe. I don't care.
I
don't care because this is ridiculous.
Can we go?
I'm so fed up with this kind of thought process. Look at. With all that said, as someone who is fully vaccinated and doesn't have anyone else living in my home who isn't vaccinated, the thought of going out and not wearing a mask feels weird. At the moment, since I live in California, I'm sorry,
that's not
but
my fault.
I am not surprised that this person's from California. Are you? You're not surprised.
Not a little bit. Not even a
little
bit.
Wait. Hold on. I still have to wear mine until June 15th because, of course, for some reason, in California, the COVID knows the difference between May and June.
Yeah, our COVID's adapted.
It's adapted to understand the calendar.
Or like humans have devolved there more.
What about after that? According to the reports, Californians should or will be allowed to do just about anything without a mask if they're completely vaccinated. My main concern: I don't want people to think I'm a lying a-hole if I go without a mask.
That's terrible.
You already wrote in your own article here that if you're vaccinated, from Fauci, if you're vaccinated, you can feel safe. It has nothing to do with unvaccinated people. Nothing. If you're vaccinated, you shouldn't have anything to worry about anyway, right? I mean, I'm just, obviously I'm not a health expert.
I mean,
obviously, I admit that.
The point,
I'm not.
They're saying that you're. Everyone's always in danger. Everyone will always be in danger. You can mitigate.
Fear.
You can mitigate some of that.
Fear me.
Yeah. You can mitigate some of that danger with a mask. You can mitigate more of that danger with two masks. You can mitigate more of that danger with getting a shot that changes your genome.
Wear a bubble.
Yeah. And then you can
wear a full body condom forever.
Yeah. Little booty. We'll start hauling them. And
jeez, this is, it's get, or just, but, you know, or just wear a necklace that says I'm vaccinated.
It's brilliant because this is the ultimate use of all of military dreams and nightmares, mind control. Because, I mean, hear me out. I'm not saying anything about what's real or false.
Go ahead.
Like, I'm just saying what's useful is you get people to believe that there's this thing about other people. Like, you used to have terrorists and communists. Communists, you have to believe you're a communist, kind of, you know.
Okay.
You can be an accidental one. Terrorists, like, you're just whatever you believe. You're from the wrong place. You're not recognized as government. But if you have a virus, it's like a zombie thing. Like, there's something you didn't choose about yourself that makes you the enemy, and you can still be hated for it.
Wow.
So it's a really powerful tool.
This is why she's come up with a... Is it a girl? I don't even know if it's a girl. I thought it was. Yeah, Gina. She's come up with a great solution here. I could put on some jewelry that literally tells people, people know I'm vaccinated. Sure, I could still be a lying a-hole with some new bling, but at least I'm trying. Some pieces I found online are really cute and functional. Behold, the I'm vaccinated, also known as the sheep.
Yeah.
Or I'm not a Republican.
Complacent.
I'm complacent.
Yeah, but Republicans are doing it too now.
I fear what the government tells me to fear. You know, whatever you want. Look at this. We got all sorts of different things, of course. Vaccinated. This is, I believe, Michelle Obama wore this in like one of her interviews recently, a couple months back. Here is a dog tag with COVID-19 vaccinated.
That's so sad.
And, It's pretty crazy, man. Vaccinated with a check. Vaccinated. And it gets worse. People are literally tattooing themselves.
No.
Look at this. This person has their actual vaccination card tattooed on their arm.
That's so...
I mean, there is so much.
Wow. That's pretty punk rock.
People are getting COVID vaccine tattoos.
Man. I've seen some weird
Pfizer,
tattoos before.
Pfizer, March 23rd, 2021, COVID-19. I got the Pfizer. It's like, that is a really ugly tattoo.
And
sorry.
I wonder if they're going to get hepatitis.
Is that ugly?
You know?
Why?
Well, you know, maybe they didn't use a good needle. Maybe something was bad with the ink. Like, there's all... You know.
I don't understand. Look at this tattoo. Look at that
crazy
thing.
Yeah. Punk rock, guys. Punk rock.
Is it the new punk rock?
I mean, to conform these days, it's, you know, everything's inverted,
dude. Music, I mean,
can you check something I just sent you on the tweet network?
On the tweet network,
yeah. In terms of things that people believe that the government do for them, this is a really good example of why I'm.
Can I show
this
right now?
I promise.
You've got all sorts of surprises here.
No, it's totally fine. This one's good. This one's about General Lansdale, and
this is what he just sent to me here. He says that time U.S. soldiers pretended to be vampires and ghosts to scare the H out of the enemy. Like,
that's the problem with
this is
article.
Real.
Yeah, this is totally real. So
this is a real thing.
This is just an example. This is just a taste of kind of why when people tell me, like, you know, oh, trust me, I'm the government or I'm the corporation or something, I just don't really take it without that grain of salt.
Let me read this a little bit here.
Okay.
Psychological operations is known mostly for their leaflets and posters designed to demoralize the enemy or convince local populations to stay away from combat areas. But sometimes those troops go full spook and complete crazy missions, like when they became vampires and ghosts to scare America's enemies. The vampire mission was led by Lieutenant Colonel Edward Lansdale. He was sent to the Philippines in September 1950 to help dislodge communist rebel in the area. The rebels, known as the Hucks, were known to be superstitious, so Lansdale had his men study their local legends. After an early mission to convince locals that they would be cursed if they supported the communists, helped force the surrender of some Huck units. Lansdale knew he was in business, and then turned his attention to the local vampire legend, the Aswang. Lansdale and his men circulated a rumor in a village that an Aswang vampire lived in the hills nearby. They waited for the rumor to make its way up the hill, then swooped into action. This is insane. The covert team snuck into the hills and waited for a patrol. When it was nearly past them, they snatched up the last man, poked two holes in his neck, and drained him of his blood.
I'm not kidding. I'm so sorry.
No,
this is real.
What?
This is just an example.
That's kind of sick.
Just one of the many.
I'm not going to lie. That's a little sick to do to someone, to try to like...
Sick like rad or sick like... No. Oh, that's terrible.
I think that's... Yeah. I don't like death at all. Okay. I don't like killing people. I don't
You're vegetarian.
This whole thing with like what's going on in the Middle East right now, I don't want anyone fighting at anyone.
So
I'm not on anyone's side.
What if
both people are killing people? I don't like it.
What if only one person has to die in a really theatric way?
I'm not going to play the trolley problem with you right now.
Good call.
All right. Then they put the body back on the trail. When the Hucks found it, they believed the rumors of the Aswang and fled from the area, allowing the government forces to take the region. Soldiers tried a similar trick in Vietnam by capitalizing on the belief that the souls of the dead not buried are forced to wander the world. Soldiers made a series of ghost tapes that were commonly called Wandering Soul. The audio tapes began with Buddhist funeral music, followed by a girl's cries for her father. A wandering ghost then responds, crying with regret that he chose to die on a far-off battlefield rather than staying with his family. This is messed up.
Yeah, so they play these radio signals in the woods. So as you're walking by, you hear a girl screaming for her father. Yeah.
Okay, so...
Instead of a gun.
What I take from this is propaganda and manipulation has been going on for a long time.
Forever.
And now with the digital age...
Yeah.
It is, I mean, why is Facebook one of the most powerful companies in the world? Because they have access to all of humanity.
Yeah.
Nearly all of humanity.
And they've studied how to get us to respond.
It's insane.
Better than Nielsen boxes.
That power is a scary problem.
But, like you just said, it's a trolley problem. Because it could be, you know, a lot of people rush into battle and kill each other, like in the Civil War. That's no good. You know, and so if you have a way to make sure that the most amount of drama happens for the least amount of deaths, that it causes the most emotional response and reaction, then you see how psychological operations are so valuable right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's reducing the amount of deaths that we're experiencing in what's essentially an armed conflict.
Or maybe it's causing a conflict. Maybe it's causing us to be divided.
You know,
critical race theory,
yeah.
You know, for example. It's like they're injecting it.
True.
But is it propaganda?
Definitely.
For me... I absolutely 100% think it is.
Well, if you go to Europe, like when you get your mail, it just says propaganda, you know?
Seriously?
Like, yeah, like in Italy and Spain. Like propaganda is just like a word for information.
They're like, we're letting you know this is propaganda.
You know what we call it here?
What?
Because of Edward Bernays. It's
news?
But public relations. Public relations is the interrelations between corporate interests, right?
Wow.
So we do have propaganda. We just call it something else.
That's crazy. All right. This is a crazy story. Thanks for bringing that up because that's pretty hilarious.
I do relate that, though, to what's going on now. I don't want to get too deep because I don't want you to get in trouble, but you get my point.
I mean, I probably said something that's going to get me in trouble already, but...
He didn't bite his thumb at YouTube. He just bit his thumb.
I was literally just reading articles.
Yeah.
Okay?
Tis but the Medea, sir.
Who knows, man? I don't even know what's safe anymore, but...
nothing is safe.
Nothing is safe. Let's talk about the plague.
Yes.
I know you got some things to say.
Mr. the Plague.
Check this out. Squirrel tests positive for plague in Colorado. This is from May 19th.
And I'm really glad the squirrel went in to get tested. Because, you know, and if you're a squirrel, make sure that you tell your friends.
Listen. If you have squirrel friends that are feeling ill, please
don't be
make
embarrassed.
Them go get tested.
Nothing to be ashamed about.
You never know. Actually, you know how they're finding out? Because there's droves of squirrels dying, and they're like, this is weird. And then they were like, yeah, we should test these squirrels out. And that's exactly what they've done. So,
nuts.
It turns out this is happening in Colorado. A squirrel in Colorado tested positive for plague last week. The Colorado Department of Health, Public Health and Environment says it was in El Paso County. CDPHE sent out a news release on Tuesday about the situation and included a reminder that the discovery of plague in wild rodent populations at this time of the year
common
isn't uncommon. So wait,
kind of weird, right?
I read that and I was like, really?
Bubonic plague is normalized? We're normalizing bubonic plague?
It turns out the bubonic plague, the black plague, the famed plague of our past, it's been in Colorado for like 70 years.
Yeah, which is weird, right?
This is a normal thing. It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, what happened 70 to 120 years ago?
Yeah, what brought it? I don't know.
Interesting, right?
I know, it is weird.
Yeah, trains.
So this is, this is normal. While we see most plague activity during the summer, the disease can be found in rodents all year round and sometimes spills over into other wildlife species as well as domestic cats and dogs, says Jennifer House, the state's public health veterinarian, said. Humans can also be infected by the plague. I knew that.
It's a sad truth.
It is treatable with strong antibiotics, but it is still best to be cautious in order to avoid getting it. Humans can be infected through bites of infected fleas or by indirect exposure, such as a cough, or direct exposure, like a bite, from an infected animal. An infected person or animal can suffer from high fevers, chills, headache, nausea, and swells of lymph nodes. The symptoms show up within 2 to 7 days after exposure. The CDPHE says 2 human cases of plague were reported in Colorado last year, and both patients survived. Both people have exposure to sick animals. The plague has been present in Colorado for at least 80 years. I thought it said 70. 80 years.
Yeah, it's like 95.
Must have been another article I was reading, but man, even worse. 80 years. It's just been around. It's just a normal thing.
Yeah.
Just something that killed a lot of people for a long time. Antibiotics.
Right.
Ain't no thing. So what were you telling me about Madagascar? So he's got the story about the plague.
I'll give you a couple. Let's start with Madagascar. So okay. Andre Riolinga took over the country in 2008. It was a DJ.
Oh, recent.
Yeah. So a DJ took over the country.
Seriously?
Yeah. And it's awesome because what happened was Daewoo was buying 200-year land leases to just tear down and grow steak to give to
terrible.
Korean families and stuff. So Madagascar was like losing control of their country through neocolonialism.
No.
But then because the United Nations didn't like that a local democratic election had happened and they'd taken over, they locked out Madagascar from the international market. So all kinds of local people started cutting down their indigenous ebony trees, which is like really valuable wood. So they're selling it around the planet. It was really sad on its own. But the problem with that was rats that had bubonic plague that were living in the forest and hadn't been bothering anybody for centuries, all of a sudden were let out.
Oh.
And so everywhere, especially in the north, people started getting...
plague.
Yeah, and it also was hitting injuries, which are the they're like lemurs and stuff.
Oh, okay.
But so people were getting like really really sick. No one knew what was happening, and then villages were just collapsing, hundreds of people dying, within weeks of each other. And it took a while, but people were like, okay, there was another plague outbreak in Afghanistan in the 70s. Same thing. Let's look into the bubonic plague. And the other one that's really crazy is 1905 San Francisco plague. The San Francisco plague is crazy.
Tell me about that one.
So you might...
I think I've heard of this, actually.
You might even want to look for a picture of San Francisco in 1905 just because of how insane this is.
Yeah.
Because San Francisco was like super advanced, looked like Manhattan today, had electric trains. I mean, it was like the future back then, And then they had to burn it down because everyone got the plague because there was a section of town that I think was out of the Chinese district, that on Sutter Street, that a plague kind of erupted. And yeah, basically they burned down most of San Francisco in 1905. There's also the earthquake of 1906.
They burned it down.
Yeah, because they were so convinced there was nothing else they could do to get rid of the plague.
Wow.
People started burning the interior of the buildings, and then the stones would be standing still. But then the earthquake came the next year. So San Francisco was like completely wiped out.
Dang.
Like really bad.
That's rough.
But yeah, the plagues have been, we have plagues all the time, and we can probably do more about it. But the problem is also most of the time these plagues are happening in cities where people are they're not prepared for the rapid influx of new disease, bacterias and viruses and things that people carry in different places.
True.
Like you go to India.
Although I don't know, and I lived in New York for a long time. Sorry to cut you off.
No,
I want to say on that point before you move on, it's like I lived in New York for a long time.
Yeah.
New York is gross.
Yeah.
It is dirty. It's disgusting. It's greasy. Like going through the subway system, I feel dirty.
But I love her.
don't get me wrong. I loved New York. New York is not the same.
No.
I moved to New York almost 20 years ago. All right. And New York is not the same place. I left New York about 6 years ago. And when I left, everything was closing down.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, you saw Starbucks everywhere. And
honestly, it seemed a lot cleaner last time I was there. Yeah.
I mean,
but
it doesn't matter. Look,
yeah.
On your point though, is that cities aren't expecting new things to come in. But in reality, it's like, I feel like if you live in the city, you're breathing disgusting air. you're touching and being around dirty environments, you're almost better protected against, I say protected because your immune system's actually getting hit with all this all the time, so it might be stronger.
Yeah, a lot of people are. So you think of George Carlin, and he's like, you know why I didn't get sick from polio? Because we swam in the sewers. You know, we didn't have these rich kid pools. But, you know, the other thing is you've got a lot more people living in the city, and some of those people are bringing more intense diseases, and also just, like, the crazy influx. Like, when the story of the bat soup thing, it makes more sense in a place like New York City than almost anywhere.
Because, that's true.
Because that's where the influx of, like, flying and these different ingredients that have been sitting in a, you know, the melting pot aspect actually makes a city a more likely place for a plague to erupt.
Maybe that's why the Democrats were like, no, go down to Chinatown and, you know, really, you know, just go out and treat yourself. This is Nancy Pelosi, obviously, last year, early 2020, when everything was hitting and they were trying to blast Trump for being like, I'm closing down the border, we got to be aware. And they're like, no, he's xenophobic, go downtown, everything's fine. De Blasio's like, yeah, you know, go spend a night on the town, it's fine. Maybe they were actually trying to help the citizens. Maybe they were like, let's get him exposed to it so that they'll be stronger.
Yeah,
you think that was the case? Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe give them a benefit of the doubt. Maybe they were actually trying to help.
I think a lot of the time, though, getting people together, seeing different disease, like, you know, Wuhan's like the Chicago of China. Like,
yeah.
It has, like, a big city aspect with lots of interesting people and food. And, like,
it's not the famous city.
I wish it's, you know, some people would think so. It's not the famous.
Sorry, Chicago.
You know,
I just called you not famous.
Well, but yeah, Chicago is famous.
Compared to New York, though.
Yeah, but, like there's certain things.
Chicago's pretty big.
There's certain
though,
things I'd about say. Chicago I want that I wouldn't want from New York.
You know, funny enough, Chicago is like the rat capital of the States. Did you know that?
It makes sense.
Yeah,
they got
a serious issue with rats, so much that they've just released like thousands of cats out into their shelters.
Pied Piper.
No joke. They now have jobs specifically for cat caretakers.
Wow.
And they live in these, I don't know, they made homes for them and just have different locations around the city to try to curb the rat problem.
Well, this is, you know, that's another way.
Nice job, Lightfoot.
That's
She's
funny.
Got her priorities.
That's another way plagues erupted, right? Like the 15th century dancing plague was because rats were finding their way into grain stalks.
Mm.
And they were doing it because cats would be used to swarm them up.
Oh, you were telling me about this, but why were people dancing?
Okay, so the ergot mold, apparently. There was what LSD is made from ergot. There's certain kinds of molds that were developing and the people were eating it were getting mass hysteria.
No
so
way.
It was basically like they were tripping while they were dying.
It was like a tripping plague.
Yeah, tripping plague for
what
sure.
What a way to go out. All right. Let's move on. Let's move on. I want to give some shout out to some real heroes. This is a really, every time I talk about this kind of stuff, it's rough because this kind of stuff exists. But every time I see it, you know, I'm seeing these huge numbers of people being, of kids, children being saved, being found. And it's incredible. And I constantly just want to give credit where credit is due. Police operation in North Carolina recovers more than 150 missing children, some involved in human trafficking. This is police in North Carolina say they've recovered more than 150 missing children, some of which became involved in narcotics and human trafficking, according to a press release by the city of Charlotte. And this is the doctor that I'm going to quote her in a second. The Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Department announced Wednesday that Operation Carolina Homecoming had led to the recovery of 27 missing children between April 26th and May 7th, according to a statement by the city government. Most of the children had been missing for more than 6 months, according to the police. Prior to the two-week operation, police had recovered 130 missing and runaway children with the help of the U.S. Marshals, according to the Charlotte Observer. The 27 children were considered especially critical cases, Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Captain Joel McNally said during a press conference. Several were engaged in high-risk activities, McNally said, not to sugarcoat anything, but narcotic activity, human trafficking, and prostitution. In total, 157 children were recovered throughout the operation. The recovered juveniles were either reunited with their families or returned to the Department of Social Services custody, police said. Some were at friends' houses, hotels, and there was one who was living with an adult partner, McNally said. Kids don't need to be living in hotels or with an older partner. McNally said most of the recovered juveniles were between the ages of 14 and 18. Well, 18 wouldn't be a juvenile. That's an odd way of saying there. McNally told reporters that no arrests have been made at this time, but that the Human Trafficking Task Force is involved and would be following leads related to the cases.
Wait, so they took all these kids and then they didn't arrest the people they took them from?
Yeah, it's in, well, they found them all. So
and they just took them from people that were like living in hotels?
Well, they were themselves living in hotels or living in... it is interesting, right?
This doesn't sound like the old style, like the Trump era ones. This sounds more like we're kidnapping kids from their parents, single parents.
It's interesting you should say that because I've been reporting on this kind of stuff for a long time. And when every time I did something like this, it was like mass amounts of people being arrested for it.
Yeah, totally.
Like incredible amounts. And I didn't even make that connection because I was just like, they've freaking got these kids. Like, I'm stoked on
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
And you were like, that's weird.
Doesn't sound like Operation Broken Hearts, right?
Exactly. Like, there's, I did a lot of these segments on different operations like this. And it's weird. It didn't even dawn on me until you mentioned it. That
arrest.
They're not talking. No one's been arrested? Like,
what the heck?
Why? Why not?
But they're using the same, like, they know that we love...
157 kids? Like, what?
They know that we love to hear about 157 kids being taken by the state now. So they're thinking, this is Pied Piper. Like now,
well, I read an article about how the Biden administration is slowly, you know, quietly moving kids off the border into different states.
Totally.
Into social services protection.
Do you have any idea how many countries and islands the United States owns that
no
we can
idea.
Move kids to?
I have no idea.
I don't think anyone does.
I don't even know if I didn't kill myself. The police department partnered with Atrium Health Levin Children's Pats Place Child Advocacy Center, the North Carolina ICAAC Fusion Center, and the Mecklenburg County Child Protective Services in this operation, according to the city government's press release. And just want to say thank you to each and every single one of those services. You guys are doing great work. Thank you so much, because people need a place to go for help. I've had incredible people on my show talking about it. Eliza Blue, who is on my show, she's fantastic. If you don't know who she is, she's an advocate for basically something similar to this. She's basically this. Like, she's fighting human trafficking, she's basically standing on the forefront of fighting Twitter right now because of what they're doing.
Trying to censor the fight.
Not censor it. Just straight allow it on their platform.
Oh, yeah. The implication
it's pretty ridiculous. Yeah. So shout out to Eliza. She's fantastic. Dr. Stacy Reynolds, Division Chief of Pediatric Emergency Medicine at Atrium Health Levin Children's Hospital, said at-risk children who aren't cared for can be pulled into criminal activities by predators, the Charlotte Observer reported. They're not getting up every morning and trying to fail, she said. It's just that the options on the street of how to survive are extremely limited. Even if a kid goes out there with good intentions, it doesn't take long to get cold and hungry and succumb to pressure, Reynolds says. Dr. Stacy Reynolds, thank you so much. I really want to just specifically say to you, thank you. And now to everybody, in this press conference, she goes to talk about how mental health problems are a very real thing, that we aren't giving help to these kids. Some of these kids have every right. She talks about this is her words. I'm paraphrasing because I don't remember exactly what she was saying, but some of these kids left a terrible situation. Okay, she, you know, they might have been escaping something terrible from abuse from their parents, any of countless things that they were running away from, because a lot of these kids were runaways, and a lot of them have mental health issues that aren't getting a proper, help that they need. All right, so a lot of these services that I mentioned earlier are doing exactly that, and she's saying we need to combat like what's really dealing what these kids are going through, the mental health side of it that they're having to deal with and not getting the help they need. And I think it goes way bigger than this, because this is for, you know, a small group of kids, not even a small group of kids. Who knows how the bigger the group is, the sadder it becomes, but it doesn't matter. It's like if you have mental health issues, we should get help to these kind of people that need it. Because they're the ones that, I mean, Matt, I don't know if you sent me this article, actually. Mental health pharmacies, pharmaceutical companies, all the mass shootings that you talk about.
Yeah.
It turns out a lot of them there's a weird correlation between those people and pharmaceutical drugs and being having mental health issues and being on some sort of psychoactive drug that is prescribed. It's a weird correlation.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like getting people the help that they need is something that we need to focus on. Okay. And not, I'm not talking about like, all right, well, let's put critical race theory in every single classroom. That's not helping. That's dividing. I'm talking about real mental health awareness.
Right.
Okay. And that's what these kind of people do. So I'm going to give another shout out to the Atrium Health Levine Children's, Pat's Place, Child Advocacy Center, the North Carolina ACAAC Fusion Center, and the Mecklenburg County Child Protective Services, and the U.S. Marshals, and the police department in that were a part of this operation. Thank you very much. You guys are the real heroes that more people need to talk about. So thank you very much. All right. So with that, let's get into some super chats. And I'm sure thank you all for hanging out. If you haven't smashed the like button yet, please smash that like button. Andreas, would you do me the honor of spinning the UFO? It is not spinning fast enough for me. I don't know if you noticed, but
Newport.
It looked like it was kind of hovering. It was thinking about going the
Come
other
on,
way.
Newport.
We can't have that. All right. Robert Wiles, of course, coming in hot with the first super chat. Thank you very much. Have a blessed day and blessed life doing what you love. And thanks for all you do for us, Adam and chat. Thank you, Robert Wiles. I do appreciate that. Someone he continues, says, someone in chat said your coffee was banned in Salt Lake City, Adam. Get out of here. No way.
That'd be hilarious.
Wait a minute. Is that real?
It can't
I
be
don't
real.
Even believe that. And if it is, please, someone, come to my Discord, go to my locals page, Adam Krigler. Where is it? Am I down here? I don't even know if I have it.
Show us the picture.
Down right here, Adam Krigler. That's my name, adamkrigler.locals.com. Please, if that's true, if for some reason my coffee is banned in a city, I need to know about it because that's ridiculous.
That'd be really interesting.
That's weird.
I doubt it's happening. I mean, maybe it's, you know, some people
who
try
knows,
really
man?
Hard. Like, there's a guy who tried to get his book banned in Boston, like, to sell it better.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a big thing to get your book banned
but
in Boston.
But why would my coffee be banned?
I mean,
that doesn't make any sense.
Maybe it's a PR stunt. Maybe you did this. I don't know.
I don't know. That seems a little weird, fishy. Today is Exertus Day.
Yes.
Tomorrow's Exertus Day.
Yes, tomorrow's.
It's Exertus Day.
It's Exertus.
Exertus
season.
Day. Gotta listen to Exertus Day. What are we gonna learn today? Hey, yay. It's Exertus.
Oh, we need to write that song.
That is from Mark G.
Mark, we're going to have to turn that into a melody.
I want
to
let you know. That's from Mark G right there.
Thank you, Mark.
Mr. S just sent a little salt shaker. Maybe it's Mr. Salt.
Huh.
Thank you, Mr. S. I appreciate that super chat. Melancholy Monk says, dude, you should try playing D-A-D-G-A-D tuning. Okay. Sure, maybe I will. Maybe I will.
Maybe I'm gonna.
Well, maybe I will. Robert Wilde says, folks are getting tattoos of the companies that make the vaccines on them.
It's like and Idiocracy
ones,
brands.
Ones that say, I'm a survivor as well. This is a cult, Adam. These folks.
Yeah. Well,
I mean,
not that there's anything wrong with a cult.
I'm not saying it's a cult.
But, I mean, that's fine if it is. But, like, could it just not be the Tide cult? You know? That's the main problem.
Yeah,
be
I'm
like
not saying it is.
Procter & Gamble cult.
But, I mean, you know.
It quacks like a duck is all I'm noticing.
Thank you. Exactly. Oh, my goodness. All right, let's see here. Sexy Goldfish says, smash that like button. Smash it.
Shake it up.
Come on, let me hear you say it.
Smash that like button.
Smash.
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 Have you smashed the like button yet? I haven't seen enough people smashing the like button. Look, we've got a fairly decent like-to-smash ratio. I think we can do better. I think you can do better, people. And I want to see it.
If
oh, you know
like,
what?
You should smash.
If you like it, you should smash. If not, it's okay.
Come on, Chad.
I want to give a shout-out to Halls and the Kid in my Discord.
Yeah. Dude.
She recently was here at the Cast Castle and gave me, I wasn't, you know, sadly, I didn't get to meet you.
It was like ships in the night. It was
yeah,
trippy.
I was like, oh, she was here. Anyway, really, really dope. Check this out. This is a dream that someone had on the Timcast IRL show of me and Tim arguing at a pizza shop about which pizza would be more delicious as walruses while suit makers were trying to figure out how to outfit us with a suit.
Wow.
And being very I don't know, angry and confused. Like, these two are arguing about it. This person's just trying to fit me. Oh no, this is Tim and this is me. This person's trying to fit me. Hilarious.
That's interesting.
I'm so grateful for this because this is so awesome.
I visualized it as you guys were like seeing children under the floor, and then you
like,
say,
I'm gonna
pizza.
Frame this. I'm gonna frame this, and because this was I've seen this picture. I was sent this picture a long time back, and it's fantastic. So to have the actual drawing, thank you, Halls and the Kid. You're fantastic, and you do great work. So
beautiful.
All right. Anyway, let's get. I don't know what made me think of that. I just wanted to smash the like button. I'm kind of like hyped. I would smash the like button because of that.
Oh yeah. Also, I don't know if you guys have time to ever like. I have these T-shirts.
You want
to
zoom in?
Yeah. Is that gonna work?
Cyber Gulag
is paradise. Can you see that?
Yeah. Cyber Gulag is paradise.
Yeah. So if you guys look for Exertus T Public, I think is where you can get that. I've got a bunch of T-shirts.
Just Exertus
T Public T E E Public
T. Like a T-shirt.
It's a T-shirt shop. You can get T-shirts from me. Then I have a bunch of designs, and this is a cute one.
Yeah, make sure you go follow this guy, Andreas Zertis, on Twitter. And then YouTube is also Andreas Zertis?
It's Exertis, but if you type...
It's just Exertis.
You can find me.
You can find me.
Andreas Exertis. Hooray.
You can find me.
They unblacklisted me now.
Oh, hooray. Nice.
That's what it feels like.
I love that. let's see here. Ground Floor says... hey, Adam, since you enjoy creating music and culture, I figure you and my fellow Crunchy Krigler cronies could be interested in an online show I'm in. It's called Music Rush on Facebook. Check us out May 28th on 7 p.m. Pacific time for side A, and May 29th, 7 p.m. Pacific time for side B. Search for Music Rush. Ground Floor, Guthrie. Cool. That sounds great. Yeah. Crunchy Krigler cronies. I've never heard that before, but I will search for the Music Rush and check it out.
Sounds good.
Let's get that. I don't want to forget it, so I'm going to do that. Chapter Master Dante says, if the CCP had clean hands in all of this, I doubt they would take the fall for someone else. Oh, that's true. I could see that. Like, why? They would never do that. But they would also, wouldn't you think that they would release the information?
I think they would. So here's the deal.
Like, that's what I like. Why aren't they releasing the information? That's,
if you know the same, if it's a revolving door like Halliburton was, then I see it the same. Like these companies that have, you know, once you retire from the corporation, you go work for the CDC.
The next one, yeah.
So
exactly.
Of course you're going to protect the corporation.
Yeah, like how?
Like, what? Yeah, of course it's our fault, and I have no liability. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to take responsibility, like, quote unquote.
All the tie ups in Monsanto from the early '90s are now in the government now here.
Yeah,
in our government. It's,
but let's say like it's
a whole nother situation.
CDC now bigger than government is point.
Also kind of scary.
Yeah.
Let's see. Leonardo says it's not a vaccine. They want you to assimilate.
It's a lifestyle.
The Borg. Chapter Master Dante says, what? No armbands to let people know if we're vaxxed or not? No, they're doing really pretty necklaces instead. Or tattoos. I guess a tattoo is allowed in the
cult. I like the idea of wearing chains if you get vaccinated. Go for it.
What, like a ball and chain?
Yeah, indeed.
With a hammer for breaking rocks? Death Simple Note said, I guess Stars of David are back in style. Speaking of...
Hey, at least we're all thinking it.
Mm-hmm.
We're all thinking it.
Chet Chisholm, how you doing, bud? Says, Dr. Zhang Kuo Ki, I don't know how to say it, but her husband, Keding Chang, and a number of her students from China were removed from Canada's only level 4 lab on July 5th, 2019, and arrested on suspicion of espionage.
Yeah.
Oof.
It's not a country.
There's so many stories like this.
It's not the country. It's the international corporations that are in all the countries.
There's a guy that was just arrested. He was a professor at Harvard.
Right, yeah.
Who got like $1.5 million.
Yeah.
And was just arrested because they were like, you know what? We're going to come down on you hard now. Even though he was indicted a year ago.
Right.
Well, what changed? What happened? Now they're like, well, I guess we can come down and end all of this BS. Our heretic says, only reason to do a virus lab leak scandal is because people stop believing in its lethality. So they have to remind us that it's a bioweapon and must be taken seriously. Apparently, man is not afraid of nature. Interesting take.
Yeah, I mean,
I could see that.
You can't call it a bioweapon because then you have to call it a war. Wars have a lot of problems. So we True. Call it an environmental disaster. And all of a sudden, there's a way that we deal with that. Look at all the FEMA, you know,
spicy, man.
Protocols.
We're getting spicy on this episode, I feel.
I do.
I kind of was like, you know what? I'm going to get spicy. I'm gonna be spicy.
I don't care. But now you're like, whoa, this is hot.
I'm like, man, am I going to get in trouble for this episode? Maybe.
Better to ask for forgiveness Maybe. Than permission, as no. the Marines say.
No, I don't agree with that.
I like the Marines.
I do too. My brother's a Marine.
Yeah. Well, they Shout have some out to good my brother. Slogans. Shout out to your
they,
bro.
They also yeah. proudly eat crayons.
Well.
His words. I learned this from him. Actually, no. Someone told me about it, and I asked him, and he's like, yeah.
Cavemen probably ate crayons.
Vasidia says, have you seen the new definition of an anti-vaxxer from the Merriam-Webster? If you oppose laws mandating vaccines, you're an anti-vaxxer. 1984 wasn't supposed to be an instruction manual. I did see that. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And that is what they changed it as. If you're against mandating, really? I don't want anything mandated. So yeah. I guess I am. It's ridiculous. As per their definition. Kyle, although, you know what? That's saying that they have control over definitions, and I deny that.
That's exactly right.
Okay, I deny avoid, you, Merriam-Webster.
Avoid, from now on, stop using dictionaries and start using etymologies.
Yeah.
Right? Go to the
you know
etymology.
What? Hand me that dictionary right behind you.
This one. Don't.
Webster's dictionary.
Don't rip the dictionary.
No,
off.
I'm not going to rip it.
He's going to get the axe.
I'm not
Careful,
gonna,
everyone.
Hold on. Let's do this right now. Wait, hold on. Anti-vaxxer. Let's see if there's actually, if that's even in here. Okay. What do you got there?
I'm going to look for etymol online, though, because okay. that's what I like to use. I like etymologies.
And this is old school. I don't know when this is from. Androanice, Annum, Antarctica. Here we go. We're getting close. Anti. Here we go. There is a lot. There is actually no anti-vax, is there? Antihistamine. No, we're almost there. Anti-metabolic. Okay. Wow. All sorts of stuff here. I want to just see, guys. Bear with me. I'm just looking up if there is antiviral. No, there isn't actually anti-vax in here. Anti-venom. Okay, so there's actually no definition of what anti-vax is in this dictionary, the Webster's
is there,
New World Dictionary.
Is there a vaccination definition in there?
Probably. Probably. Let me see. This is from... When was this brought out? This edition is from 1989. Good. 1989. I've got kind of a stamp in definition history here.
Great year. I woke up that year seeing hairspray and flashing lights. Do you know what the etymology of vaccination is?
What?
It comes from vacca, which is for cow. It has okay. to do with pertaining to cows. Vaccinus.
Interesting.
Cattle. That's what that word means.
So are you trying to say we're cattle?
Whoa. How spicy did you want to be?
You were so ready for that response, so I knew this was the response you were looking for. Get out of here with that.
Thoughtful guy.
let's see. Kyle Schmidt says, seen a vid where Fat Mike from NOFX, NOFX, and Jello from Dead Kennedys shilling for the vax and listening to the government. When did punk rock become so safe?
The thing about being, we were just listening to Dead Kennedys, punk by rock the way. But like, I just
yeah, mean, but back when they were actual punk,
yeah, California Uber Alice.
We were just listening to that album, yeah. weren't we? Yeah,
but the deal is like, it's all about being oppositional, right? So yeah. if everyone's cool, then you have to be uncool. I guess that's what's happening. So they're just trying to go with it against
Gosh,
the flow.
My goodness!
But they're also going to get canceled, and they're 65. So who cares?
Yeah, maybe that's it. Vasidia says, "How's your Star Wars deep dive coming along? Got to reiterate that you should check out the Star Wars Empire of Dreams documentary if you haven't." Vasidius. I have been, I have it loaded up. I've watched a little bit of it. Very cool. Awesome stuff because yeah. it totally gives you a huge window into Lucas before as Star Wars yeah. was
Empire
coming about.
Of Dreams is amazing.
Very, very cool.
But you got to read Dune because, you know, Spice, Melange, the Kessel Run, and then like also the Sephiroth is the 11 versus less than 12 parsecs.
Interesting.
Han Solomon.
Show me that. Show me what you got on that. Chet Chisholm says hydroxychloroquine works on malaria different than it does on COVID and autoimmune disorders. Trump talking hydroxychloroquine is an example of someone delivering the correct information incorrectly. That doesn't make it untrue. Okay, Chet is a paramedic
mm-hmm.
who has done an incredible amount of research. And Chet, thank you because you have sent me many hours of your research to me to check out, and he breaks it down. So it's I trust him on this.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's healthy for you. If you're going to get sick, you should take some cinchona bark. That seems like what gin and tonic is all about. Huh. So go for it.
Kyle Schmidt. Oh, I just had a super jump. UFO sightings increased during plagues. Coincidence?
That's also weird.
Bam, bam, bam.
NIMSA. Looking to NIMSA. Yeah. In the 1800s.
I never even heard about this. Chapter yeah. Master Dante, thank you for the super chat. It was retracted. Andrew says, much love to you. To you too, and all of chat. Spin Newport. I will happily spin the UFO for you. Joshua says, hey, Adam, just want to say hi. Hope you're doing well. Please, please roll the 20-sided die. My number is 7. All right, you guys know the deal. I rolled it. Unfortunately, it is not 7. Can you guys even see it? Oh, you might actually be able to see that from there.
No, no.
So I'm gonna roll it again, just so no one can like cheat and like zoom in and be like, it's a 6.
Yeah,
because it was a 6,
which is a value of 7 if you count 0.
But I'm also an array. Not. I'm not. We're not gonna get into this 2 + 2 = 5 argument because it's 4.
There's no 5. That's fair. But
2 + 2 = 4.
I feel like you might be right. There's no base.
What is 2 + 3 =?
4 + 1. Which has a base value which is of 6. You're capital great. B and that rhymes with P and that stands for pool.
It's 5. Trouble. It's 5. 2 + 3 = 5.
Which has a say value.
It. Say it.
Of 6.
Say it. 2 + 3 = 5.
In an array
say
of 6.
It. Say it. I want you to say it. Minion got it. It's 17. Congratulations, Minion.
Wow, good job, Minion.
Congratulations. Actually, Crippler 101 got it first. Sorry, Minion. I take it back.
Crippler.
You won nothing. Crippler 101 has gotten it before.
Yeah. What are they doing? Do they have like a really powerful camera that's seen
well, they
this?
Can't see the die.
Oh, yeah.
Because okay. It's behind, you so they can't see it. But you know what? Congratulations to both of you. Both of you win nothing.
Yeah.
How's that?
Well.
Why not, right?
If you think you're
Let's
psychic.
Give it to both of them. They both won absolutely nothing.
Maybe they are psychic.
Maybe they're psychic.
Yeah.
You'd think they'd use it to win something somewhere else.
Yeah, that's true.
But that's okay. Congratulations. You won nothing on my show, and that's a feat not everyone does. You know what I'm saying? Visidia says George Washington wasn't dealing with smallpox pandemic during the Revolutionary War.
False. He was.
No, excuse me. Was okay. Dealing with a smallpox like... pandemic. Thank
and a,
you.
And a yellow fever pandemic.
Yeah, he was dealing with smallpox. I recommend the first half of the book, POC Americana.
Nice.
And the last half is very dry, and I applaud you if you can finish it. Ah, interesting, interesting. All right. Vesidius again says, correction to the last super chat. Autocorrect. The book was called Pox America. Okay, Pox America. That makes sense because it's a smallpox pandemic or, you know, outbreak. Dakota Dad said, just wanted to support and say what's up. As always, Adam, you're awesome. Andreas, you as well. Glad you're a repeat guest on the show. Must be living at the Beanie Compound. Keep it up. One love to everyone. Thank you, Dakota Dad. I always appreciate your support. You've been around since the very beginning. It's great to see you. So,
yeah.
And technically, no.
I'm the skater of the opera. I've lived in a lot of weird places.
I like that. You're the skater of the opera and you don't even skate.
Yeah. Well, you know.
You rollerblade.
I like to blade and I like to scooter. And, you know, but in general... my point being, I've slept in weirder places, like Houdini last show, like in his haunted theater.
Yeah.
So at this point, I feel like I don't know. It's not that weird.
Yeah, it's not that weird.
It could be weirder.
It could be definitely weirder. Let's see.
I could
here.
Be a slave in Peru again.
We got the Truth Fairy. Hey, Truth Fairy, how you doing? The DSM-5 is sponsored by Big Pharma. Oh my goodness, really? Mm-hmm. I don't know much about it, but these bots are nonstop, yo.
Robots love you. That's a good thing. It means they're traveling back in time to help you.
I think it's more my channel is being hit with something to do with this house.
Oh no.
And I got them, people. I got it. Yeah, no worries. I got them. I banned them. I'm out.
Wow. Amazing.
You're gone. Charles Bankister with a huge super chat. Thank you so much. $100 says, I know I'm going to get crap for this. But I just don't get how so many people shrugged off the Pizzagate story. Kind of odd how many sex trafficking arrests and kids have been found in recent years. Yeah.
I am the pepperoni Eucharist.
Yeah. And royalty, and I agree. It's messed up.
It's
man.
Almost like the idea of using hashtags to trade data about important things that you don't want anyone to know about sounds ludicrous, and also that they think only priests could possibly at the same time that they were talking. We're talking about priests doing things.
Yeah,
but that's it. Not other people in power. No, that'd be crazy. Well,
yo, this stuff is crazy, man.
Hey, man, yeah, you're talking to the. Come on. We're all about that.
It's insane. Gary Jensen says, cuckoo, ka-choo. Robert Shawshaw says, how spicy is too spicy?
That's a good question.
How spicy is too spicy?
I have a 7-episode series on Epstein and Glenn Maxwell called Echo, which connects the Echo the Dolphin thing to it.
I heard about that.
I think you guys might like it. If you're curious about what this young man just asked, I'm assuming, sorry, just asked about the pepperoni Eucharist.
Yeah.
Which is another way we can refer to this from now on. But there's a lot of information about map-related handkerchiefs over there.
So you can go check that out. Robert Shaw says, is this the end of the Adam Krigler show? Whoa.
What?
Whoa, Robert Shaw, what do you mean? What does that mean? No. I'm going to spin this here UFO, baby. Yeah. I'm spinning this thing.
Newport keeps on spinning.
I'm going to be spinning. Yeah. Nonstop spinning. That's how we roll.
Do be careful in airplanes, you know, or electric cars.
Yeah, exactly.
I drive
a
stick.
Please be careful with those kind of things because that stuff's ridiculous. Oh, man, they're freaking children. I think I know who's behind this bot who just told me they're not a bot before spamming more.
Oh no!
And if it is who I think it is, they're such children.
Calm down, people.
Yeah, that's all right. It's pretty sad. But let's see. Chet Chisholm says today is a good day. After 2 long years, my guitars and drums are finally home.
Nice.
I don't know where they were, Chet, but that's fantastic. I'm really happy that you have been reunited. That's fantastic.
I visualize a Pixar movie about your instruments now.
Totally see that.
Yeah.
I could totally see that. Mark Robichaud says, man dated once again. It's a man's fault. Of course. But of course. Let's see. Chet Chisholm says, if you want to watch the best vaccine public service announcement, watch the one done by the Muppets. It's informative and just tells you where to go find them or find info on them. Interesting. It's informative and just tells you where to go find info. So it doesn't like force anything down your throat, maybe. That sounds good. Who knows? Chet says, punk is about being unapologetically yourself. I love that.
That's the most true.
That is punk.
Yeah.
That is punk. I love it. You're pretty punk then, dude.
I'm a little bit.
I got to give it to
wave.
You. You're pretty punk, dude.
Thanks.
Because you're pretty out there.
You're pretty punk.
Thank you, bro.
You're so punk, bro.
Thanks. You know what? We're punk.
We're pretty punk together.
Or is it weird to say that you're punk? Like,
I think
admit that you are punk.
We're like a new wave, last wave.
I love who
punk.
I am. Yeah. I love the person I am. I don't apologize for being me.
Yeah, exactly.
So
you're the best.
Let's see here. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Baby,
shucks. Stop it. Robert Shaw says, "Remember, you can't get sick if you're dead." Roll it. All right. Here, you want to roll this one? All right.
I wonder if that's true.
Hide it so they can't see it.
Ask L. Ron Hubbard if that's true, you know?
Is that right? That's a good point. Let me see the number. Okay, I got the number.
Oh, my gosh, you got... Is that
some sort of special number for you?
I wanted a placebo effect.
We'll talk about it after someone guesses. Let's see here. Where do we go? Robert Shaw says, 1 + 1 = window when written on paper.
I see what you did there.
I see what he did. All right, we got the numbers rolling in. I'm going to read one more. Vasidia says, have you ever seen the TV show Fringe?
Yes.
In the show, there are characters called observers that appear to view significant events in history. UFOs?
I think observers are real.
A good show. Yeah. That's a good show.
So all that's based on pretty much real stuff.
Troll Hidden Cave.
Ooh.
What a fun name.
Yeah.
Troll Hidden Cave. Congratulations, it's 13.
Good job.
You won nothing. You won the game, which is winning nothing. Congratulations.
I could spiel the trivia that Knights of, you know, Friday the 13th is an important number, and Donald Duck is born on Friday.
Yeah, you
the
saw
13th.
13, you're like, ooh.
Yeah, I like it.
You got all excited. All right, let's see here. Minion says, just watched Highlander for the first time. Epic soundtrack.
Dude.
I got to watch that.
There can only be one Highlander.
I don't know. I'm pretty
hyped.
Actually,
there's like 4 Highlanders plus a series, and it's amazing.
Well, did you like John Wick?
Yeah.
Did you see my episode on Friday?
No, not yet.
Okay, sorry. So no, it's fine. You don't have to watch it. You don't have to go watch
don't
it.
Don't be like that.
Well, if you want to watch it, go watch it. It's fine. But we talk about the new Highlander coming out.
Oh, sweet.
Okay, yeah. But I'm going to spoil a little bit of the episode. Did you like John Wick?
I love it, yeah.
John Wick is working with Henry Cavill.
Oh.
And they're doing the new Highlander.
Oh, this is going to be great.
It's going to be good.
Yeah,
I'm awesome. Pretty hyped.
Highlander's one of my favorite properties. And
cool.
Yeah.
Like one of your favorite IPs?
Yeah.
It's kind of a cool thing.
One of the dudes in Ojai who wrote the TV series used to ride around on a bicycle super drunk all the time.
Oh, that sounds...
I love that guy.
That sounds good. That's funny. Let's see here. Robin says, out of curiosity, how long have you been vegan? I am trying to be one, but I'm having issues with social stuff. Was it hard for you? No, not at all. And I don't even really think about it much. I just eat the food that I eat, and you know, I don't really talk about it because I don't really care what other people eat. I'm doing it for me, not for anyone else, and I don't feel the need to like shove it down other people's throats like a lot of people claim vegans do, and it's like, you know,
yeah.
But social stuff is interesting. Like what, like why you even don't even like talk about it. Just do it for yourself. Just do, you know, research what kind of ingredients that you need, what kind of nutrients that you need, where you can get them. Like if B12 is pretty important to get, so you got to do that. Anyway,
there's a lot of really good. There's a lot of really good vegan options like that people don't think about too. Like you can get Ethiopian food, you can get Mexican, Japanese, like all kinds of different foods that are vegan.
And yeah.
So you should be able to socially still exist.
It's really easy, especially nowadays. They're everywhere. Leonardo says the Rothschilds have a patent for the COVID-19 test since 2015. Patent number, and there's a bunch of numbers. Yeah. But I'll read them though. 2020-27-95-85-A1. Interesting, and that's frightening.
They also own Freescale Semiconductors.
Do you know 11 new billionaires are now exist just because of the vaccine?
Right.
11 new billionaires were created because of this vaccine.
Yeah, considering how many other people lost everything they had, all their businesses. How many businesses were shot down? Like, think about how many mom-and-pop shops are gone now.
Dude, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
Quite a trade.
Let's see here. Robert Weil says, my little niece loves going around the house and recording everything she sees and acts like she's describing it to someone like her blog. Be blessed. Oh, that's fantastic. I love that. And then Robert Shaw says, calculator boobies. I mean, 8008135. You know that whole, the whole boobies thing. It's pretty funny. So... I thought it was funny. Let's see here. Bobby Lane says, as a Highlander fan, the very last movie in Highlander series was legit as bad as The Room, both with acting and special effects. Well, I'm pretty sure only the first two were like with Christopher Lambert and Sean Connery.
Yeah.
And those were like the legit ones.
But there's a Highlander.
And then the spinoffs after that was like, who knows?
No, but they're good. Like the Highlander animated series is kind of interesting because it's like this weird portal reality. And then the one that they shot around Los Angeles with Duncan MacLeod and all that was great. I thought it was good. Because it's like the Buffy the Vampire Slayer Highlander, you know?
Right.
You can get into it.
It's cheesy, but it's... Doable cheesy. Robert Shaw says, don't eat the rich. They full of plastic and silicone.
Aren't we all?
All right. Well, we just want their bank accounts, right? Robin says, social stuff like family get-togethers, and I get picked on for eating vegan. So I was just wondering if you had that problem. Yes, but a little bit until I've basically just like said that you're being... for a lack of better words, I'm going to... this is kind of a swear, but you're an asshole. All right? Yeah. If you're my family and you're going to... You love me, stop. Because it's you're just picking on me for one of my life choices.
But also...
And stop.
Understand where...
I'm not shoving it down your throat. Stop shoving it down my throat.
But understand how weak people are. Like, they don't mean bad, really. They're, like, making fun of things that are different.
Yeah.
Because that's their way of connecting.
Well, no, it's not just that. It's also the fact that when people hear vegan, they instantly get this defense mechanism triggered where they need to describe why they're not vegan. And this has happened many times to me. And I think this is what you're dealing with. Like maybe your family gets triggered. Like they need to defend their position.
Right.
I don't care what people eat. You eat whatever you want to do. All right. Okay. Yeah. And I'm going to eat what I want to eat. All right. Let's leave it at that. Conversation over. Done.
Yeah. Maybe don't use the word.
Declare that.
Don't use the word vegan. Just be like, I'm not eating meat right now for a while.
Yeah. Declare that. Like
orthorexic.
Put a line down in the sand and be like, seriously, that's it. Like, don't come at me with that. I'm not coming at you with it.
But, you know, like, also be aware that your choices are powerful. Like, gorillas eat, like, a lot of vegetable mass. You know what I mean?
What do bulls eat?
Yeah.
You've heard the term strong leg bull?
Yeah, exactly.
What do they eat? Well, you know what bulls eat?
Perfect example.
Grass. You know what's got a lot of protein in it? Grass. I'm not joking. Yeah. It does.
So you can be like, yep, I'm grass-fed.
Grass-fed vegan.
It doesn't take a lot of work to just out-cool somebody.
I'm done talking about veganism. Robin, good luck with what you're going through, though. Yeah. It is annoying to deal with that kind of stuff. Robert Shaw says, out of all the magic, necromancy is my favorite.
Okay. Fair.
Cool. All right. Cool.
Careful with it.
Robert Shaw says, moist. Krigler. Andreas. Based.
Ooh.
Based. Karachi Kung Fu says, Exertus needs his own podcast.
Takes a lot of work, guys.
Heyo. Adam Krigler has no original... Adam Cringler has no original thought and or doesn't do any independent research. Oh, well, thank you for your money. I appreciate that. I'll take your money to insult me.
Literally what the show is him doing it. That's what it... He waited until you did all of the independent research and commentary to say that you don't? That's meta.
It's funny. My show is literally an opinion show.
That's literally what that is.
This is my opinions on the things that I've found today.
Well, I like it.
That's hilarious. There's some children in my chat today. Robert Shaw says, Democracy Manifest, I see you know your judo well. Very nice. You guys are fantastic. Thank you all so much for joining. Andreas.
Thanks for having me.
It's a blast, man.
Dude.
It is a blast.
Without you,
see you tomorrow?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, we're doing this again.
It's Exertus Day today. It's Exertus Day tomorrow. The next day will probably, Savannah will be on. But if she's not,
oh my gosh,
Exertus Day.
It's like Exertus Spring. Careful.
It is the Exertus Spring. you guys are fantastic. All right. Well, thank you so much. I will, of course, be back tomorrow, 6:30 Eastern time here on The Krigler Show. Good night, everybody.
Peace.
Please smash the like button for The Krigler Show. Coming to you live Monday through Friday, 6:30 Eastern time.